Ruchem Habayim, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night shiur. This week's shiur will be on Parshas Kisisa. It's tonight would be Yud Ches Adar Tavshin Pei Aleph, corresponding with the English calendar, March 1st, 2021. Although the Parshas Kisisa is very, very famous with the story of the making of the golden calf, the Egel Hazav, talks about Shabbos, it talks about the Shkolim, what you should be counting, coins and not people. It talks about many, many things. It talks about the Kiyor, it talks about the Besamim. However, I'm going to be spending time on one pasuk, a very unusual pasuk, but it reveals worlds of knowledge that will open up our eyes, hopefully, to the beauty and the study of Torah. And if you have a chumash, I would like you to focus on Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk. Let's see, the last Pasuk is Pasuk Yudches. Let me read you the Pasuk and explain it to you. This Pasuk talks about where Moshe Rabbeinu finished having been taught by Hashem the Torah, and the pasuk mentions the following words: "Vayitein el Moshe kechaloso," and the Torah was given to Moshe as he completed learning it with Hashem kechaloso ledaber ito bahar Sinai, on Har Sinai. Shnei Luchais Ha'edus, two tablets of testimony, Luchais Even, Luchos of stone, Kesuvim Be'etzba Elokim, written by the finger, so to say, of Hashem. Rashi comments on the word Kechaloso. It's written a little differently. It's missing a vav. It's written kechaloso without a vav, and it really should have a vav after the lamed. Kechaloso. And it doesn't. What's the significance of the extra vav? Rashi explains that the word kechaloso can be read as a kechaloso, like his bride. Kechaloso, like it would be his bride. The Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu like it would be given to, gifts would be given to a bride. What is the significance of something like that? That the Torah has been handed over to Moshe Rabbeinu directly, and he now is in the possession of the Torah and its knowledge, and the Torah can sit as it, the enormity of the Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu like gifts are given to a bride. In one point of Rashi, he mentions the following quote of Chazal: "Ma kala miskashetes bechov dalit kishutin," just like a kala is decorated and bedecked with 24 different kinds of ornaments. Hey, and this would be a reference to the Talmud Chacham that should be knowledgeable of the Chav Dalet Sforim, the 24 Sforim in the Tanakh. So this is basically what the Pasuk says, but there's so much insight in this Pasuk that deserves our attention, and perhaps when we're finished tonight, we'll have a much different understanding of Limud HaTorah and our role in participating in Torah. The Ibn Ezra, now I'm quoting from the Sefer Be'er Mechokek, Rav Chaim Mordechai Kerr, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Tells of Rosh Yeshiva, has written a beautiful thought on this Pasuk, and the Rosh Yeshiva quotes an Ibn Ezra. And Ibn Ezra writes the following, Rike Moyach, empty heads, people who are not knowledgeable, Yitmahu wonder, Ma Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Arboim Yoim V'Arboim Laila. What was he doing for 40 days and 40 nights? And the Torah continues, V'hinei Moshe Shehisnaba Arboim Shana Bamidbar, and he prophesies for 40 years in the desert, va'amad b'sodos rabos, and he got to understand the enormous secrets that Hashem has revealed to him in Har Sinai. And then, right before his death, Moshe Rabbeinu says the following, v'hu amar lifnei Moisai, and he says before he passes away, and he's pleading to Hashem to allow him to enter to Eretz Yisrael at the beginning when he already won the war against Sichon and Og. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu says. Ata hachilos laharos es avdecha. You have begun to show your servant as gadlecha, your greatness. He's referring to the greatness of Torah. Hard to understand that. He directly learned the Torah with Hashem on Har Sinai. He spent 40 years in prophecy with Hashem while he was in the desert. And here he begins to say, Ata hachilosa v'haros, you just began to show your servant your greatness. What does it mean now? So what's the meaning behind that? Explains the Ibn Ezra, Shemekan Loimdem, from here we learn, Erecha v'rechava shal haboire v'seirasai. We begin to just touch upon the enormity of Hashem's Torah and His greatness. That means to say, with all of what Moshe Rabbeinu was learning, he just scratched the surface. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he was like at the edge of a road that's just beginning. And after so many years of learning and toiling, now he just is explaining to Hashem, you just showed me your greatness. I am pleading so you can allow me into Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech describes the greatness of Torah. David HaMelech in the Tehillim Kuf Yates explains the Rosh Yeshiva in Be'er Mechokek the following pasuk: L'chol tichlo v'isi keitz rechava mitzvasecha ma'oid. I have seen L'chol, to everything, an end. But your Torah and mitzvos are vastly, vastly wide. Vast. It is exceedingly broad. Mefarshim explained this to mean, the Medrash teaches us, in the Medrash written Bereshis Rabbah, that everything has a limit. Even the vastness of heaven and earth, only the Torah has no limit. Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. Whenever a person embarks on a mission, he cannot consider himself successful until this goal is accomplished. Torah study is quite the opposite. At the very outset, the student should realize that even if he should live many thousands of years, he would never approach the completion of the Torah. Indeed, the unique delight of Torah study is that man feels himself immersed in a pool of endless spiritual and intellectual pleasure. In the introduction to the Ramban's Milchemes Hashem, he explains that the Torah study differs from secular studies, such as mathematics and science, that analyze the finite world and lead to specific finite answers. Since the Torah is infinite, its study transcends absolute rules and therefore is understood on much different levels. Thus we find Ayin Panim LaTorah. Torah has 70 faces or different aspects to it, and each of these approaches is true to the word of Hashem. This is an explanation that the Art Scroll explains on the pasuk L'chol Tichwa Re'is Ketz. To every goal I've seen a limit, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. The approach to learning Torah makes a vast difference in how we absorb Torah, how we learn Torah, how we appreciate Torah, and ultimately, how we enjoy Torah. It makes a very big difference. To understand that the Torah is so great and so wide and so enormous, it puts us on a different level when we begin to learn Torah so that we are able to absorb its greatness. I would like to give you my own parshato marshal to something like this. You know, the people who have never seen an ocean like the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean in their lives are in for a real shock if they finally arrive at the edge of the seashore of the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean. Because they may have heard about an ocean, they may have been told that oceans are big and wide and vast. It can take weeks of traveling on the water, on the ocean surface. But if you've never seen the ocean, it's hard for you to fathom its enormity. You take a person who's never seen it, and finally you put him at the edge of the water, and all he sees is just water as far as the eye can see. You take this person and you put him on a cruise, and then the boat leaves the shore, and all he sees all around the vastness of water and water and water, water that just comes to no end. And he realizes that the water, the ocean, is truly an endless, endless place on earth until, of course, he arrives at his destination. If we truly want to understand the vastness of Torah, here, Moshe Rabbeinu, after learning with Hashem, after spending the 40 years with Nevuah, with Hashem, and finally, he says, I see you have begun to show me your greatness. Just tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was stepping with his toes at the beginning of an ocean, although he has already been vastly exposed to the greatness of Torah. David HaMelech, in the pasuk I quoted before, V'chol tichlo yisi keitz v'chovem mitzvaskom ha'od, our great David HaMelech, the one who put together the Tehillim with Ruach HaKodesh, says that he is so inspired by the vastness and the enormity of Torah. Let me quote another pasuk from Tehillim that talks about David HaMelech. The pasuk says, Ger Anochi Ba'aretz. David HaMelech talks about himself and says, I am a stranger in the land. Al tastir mitzvaysecha mimeni. Do not hide your commandments from me. Don't hide that from me. David HaMelech, who was sitting and being oisik in Torah constantly, right, begged Hashem that he wanted more exposure, more understanding, more depth of learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he did that and asked that, he kind of stripped himself from all of the gashmias, of the physicality that he was involved in, and all he was interested in was immersing himself in Torah. He ripped away the mechitzos that separated him from the true knowledge and learning of Torah. And certainly he was able to reach the lofty heights in understanding each mitzvah. But even so, David HaMelech begs Hashem, Ger Anochi, I am a stranger in your world of Torah. I'm still a stranger in understanding Torah. Therefore, he begs Hashem, please do not hide the secrets of Torah, the secrets of mitzvah from me. This is how David HaMelech spoke. It just exposes to us the very Torah that we have at hand is just literally the very beginning. And therefore, even though we are in no way compared to David HaMelech, we're in no way compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, but we're supposed to climb the same ladder. And if we choose to climb the ladder of Torah and to aspire for greatness, Hashem answers and Hashem responds. Everybody has to know that we all have a chelik in Torah. We ask Hashem, V'sein chokeinu b'sarasecha, right? We say that at the end of Shemona Esrei. We ask Hashem, give us our portion in Torah. We do have a portion. We ask Hashem for that. But we have to be prepared to engage ourselves so that we could connect and be worthy of the Torah's greatness. I would like to bring out a point in this particular part because I think it's very, very meaningful to me. My father, Aleh HaShalom, Natatzvi Ben Tzion Moshe, who is right now, I'm in my 12 months of mourning, in his early years of learning Torah, he knew nothing. You've heard this perhaps from me in the past, but it's worthwhile for me to repeat it again. There is probably many of you, in comparison to what my father knew when he was a youngster, where you could probably teach him a thing or two. But after he left the war, and he made up his mind that he was going to be connected and engaged in learning, there was no stop at all. He kept his commitment, and he kept on learning by leaps and bounds. He became a special person, and he, as a result, gained a tremendous amount of Yerushalayim, belief in Hashem, fearing God, and believing in Hashem. And he would be able to give the family brachos, and we all flocked to him because we knew anything that Zaidi would bless the children, it was a special blessing. And we knew that he had risen to such lofty heights. Is that to be mistaken that anything like David HaMelech? Absolutely not. But the lesson of David HaMelech is to strive for greatness. Does not matter how early or how late you start. It matters if you start. It matters if you're consistent. It matters if you are dedicated. And this is what the kind of person my father, Aleihu Shalom, was. This was the person, the legacy that he left over for the family. That every word of Torah is special. You have any doubts about anything, discard it. Hashem can do anything. He made sure we believed in Hashem. And this was all a result of learning and being inspired from the learning, allowing yourself to be inspired from the learning, separating yourself from distractions that prevented the learning from progressing. And this is the kind of person my father was. And I learned from that. Our entire family learned from that. And people who knew him were touched by his dedication and his enormous love for learning. It just goes to tell us that we can all do this. My father started off as a public school boy. And when he left the world having at least made the attempt to learn Daf Yomi. And if he was able to review the Daf Yomi more than once a day, he would do it. And he made it his goal, and he made tremendous progress. And we all know that. And this has been the legacy of our family, and it's something that we should try to take over and carry to our families, because the Torah is vast, it's wonderful, and it's full of beauty and blessing. There's a very interesting factor about the approach of Torah with youthfulness. To look at learning Torah not as it being drab and a goal that lacks excitement. We all know that the leader of the Jewish people after Moshe Rabbeinu was none other than Yeshua ben Nun. The Torah tells us, "Umesharsa Yeshua ben Nun." Na'ar lo yomish miteich ha'ohel. He was a na'ar. And a na'ar would seem to be a lad, a little boy. He was, I believe, if I'm quoting Chazal correctly, somewhere in his mid-50s. And the Torah calls him a na'ar, a lad. Why does the Torah use the term na'ar? And the answer is, because his youthfulness, his excitement, his attitude in approaching Liman HaTorah was so tangible, is so evident, that Hashem wanted this person to be the next role model of Klal Yisrael. And that's what he ended up being. If you would like to sometimes see it for yourself when you step into a Beis HaMedrash where everybody is engaged learning, and the excitement and the give and take and the exchange and the dialogue between the young Talmidei Chachamim, by you watching from the outside, will amaze you when you hear the thunderous sound of a Beis Medrash that's full of life, full of youthful and excited life, of how each person is trying to defend this position in the Gemara, where Rava and Abaya are being discussed, and there's an argument how to understand him, and everybody's engaged. The excitement, the youthfulness of learning Torah is contagious. And when you expose yourself to this kind of environment, it grows on you. And this, therefore, is one of the key factors. The attitude towards learning Torah is one of the key factors in making us worthy of enormous growth in Torah. In the Be'er Mechokek, he brings down a very famous story. The story of Akedas Yitzchak, we're all familiar with the Akedah, where Hashem told Avraham Avinu to go and take his son and bring him up on the Mizbeach as a Korban. And if you study the words of the Pasuk, in two places it says the following. It says when Avraham told the two young men, Eliezer and Yishmael, to stay and wait for him, Avram would say, Vani v'hana'ar nilcha adko. We and the young man, referring to Yitzchak, will go a little further ahead. V'nishtachavim v'nashuva. We will bow and return. Yitzchak was 37 years old. Why did he call his son Ana'ar? But to emphasize the point even more, Hashem himself tells Avraham Avinu a similar term. When he was about to shecht his son, the pasuk says, "Vayomer al tishlach yadcha el hanar." Do not stretch forth your hand to that nar, that young man. Val taslo meuma. Do not do anything to him. Ki ato yadati. Now I know. Ki yirei Elokim ato. You are a God-fearing person. You didn't refuse. You didn't hold back your son. You're only one for me. Hashem himself is calling Yitzchak Anar. He's a 37-year-old man. Yet, we're calling him Anar. The answer is, when he approached doing mitzvahs, when he approached learning Torah, when he approached serving Hashem, he approached it as a na'ar, with excitement, with youthfulness. This is how Torah has to be learned. We know on top of the Aron are the Keruvim. The Keruvim are these bird kind of images with faces of children, of the youthful role models of how Torah has to be learned in order to be acquired and to be able to be brought to the next generation. It's all about the attitude. Our attitude for growth in Torah depends on us. But it cannot happen unless we make some very, very firm decisions in how we are going to conduct the rest of our lives surrounding the amount of Torah that we learn. It doesn't matter if we learn a little bit of Torah, maybe a half hour, an hour a day. It doesn't matter if you learn several hours a day. It's the attitude towards Torah that makes a world of a difference, that makes David HaMelech into David HaMelech, that makes Moshe Rabbeinu into Moshe Rabbeinu. And everyone has its own level to achieve, but it's the same Torah that is vast and enormous, that's endless. And we would be privileged to be on board if we would be able to learn properly with the right attitude. Don't we daven all the time and asking Hashem for hatzlacha in learning? We do that in Birchas HaTorah in the morning. We do that before Shema in Ava Rabba or before Shema at night. Even when we do tshuva, we say Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. When we want to purify ourselves, we want to grow in Torah, we say in Shemona Esrei three times a day, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Return us, our Father, to your Torah. V'karveinu Malkeinu La'Avodasecha. And bring us close to your service, to your tefillah. V'hachazireinu B'Shuva Shalema L'Fanecha. And cause us to return with tshuva, with repentance, complete repentance for you. The first step in being able to come close to Hashem and to be able to succeed in tshuva is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. You're asking Hashem to bring us closer to Torah. That is the key to success in so many areas. For all of us to think about that is a blessing, because this kind of attitude to want to learn as much as we can is the key to Galus Bateir. It's hard to describe that with the right attitude, you can suddenly find yourself shooting upwards in your learning much further and much more than you possibly imagined. It's like a person wanting to climb a staircase in the Empire State Building. And at the 10th floor, he's already tired, finding it very difficult to climb to the 11th story, when all of a sudden he said to himself, I see an elevator at the 11th story, and the elevator says, this is an express elevator to the 96th floor. Take the elevator and you get to the 96th floor. And this man struggles to reach the elevator, and finally, after the elevator doors close, in 2 or 3 minutes, he finds himself on the 96th floor. Lahavdil Elef Havdalis, people who struggle in learning will miraculously discover that they have the heart and the mind, the patience and the wisdom to be able to climb many lofty heights that they haven't even imagined they can come close to. It's called Siyata Dishmaya, heaven's providence, Hashkachas Habayre, Hashem's help in helping you reach that milestone. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was given this blessing, a gift, Torah was handed to him as a gift to a kala. The Torah is telling us all, if you wish to deserve and to be blessed with the gifts of Torah, all you have to do is try and you will succeed. We have to try with a proper attitude in maintaining our focus, try to put our distractions aside, Hashem will definitely help you. And may every one of us all grow in Torah and Yerushalayim, and you can't imagine how this will help the Jewish people as a people, and we will all be blessed with enormous zechuyos, merits, and blessings. Have a great week. Kol Tov.